Well, hello everybody, it's Ian McKendrick, Watercolour Journey. I'm still at Patching's Art and you'll never guess who I've managed to bump into here. None other than the very highly esteemed Mr. Ken Howard. Hello, Ken.
Hello.
I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about you, who you are and what you do.
I'm a professional painter. I earn my living purely by painting. I went through the normal classical training in as much that after grammar school I went to Hornsey School of Art, and then after National Service I went to the Royal College of Art, and then after the Royal College I went to Venice on an Italian government scholarship, and then I came back and did anything at all to earn a living.
Right.
So I taught 2 days a week in art schools, did a lot of illustration for things like Shell and BP and the telephone directories and all sorts of illustration. And then I became the official war artist, or the official artist of the Imperial War Museum in Northern Ireland in 1973. Got elected to the Royal Academy in 1984. Became president of the New English Art Club in about 1995, I think it was. And my living painting pictures.
And who's inspired you? What's inspired you in your art?
Couldn't do anything else. Didn't want to do anything else. And I was fortunate enough to have a totally unambitious father who said to me when I said I wanted to go to be an artist, he said, if that's what you want to do, you'd better do it. I've only got one thing to say. And I said, what's that, Dad? And he said, you'll have to keep yourself because I haven't got any money. So that was an advantage, because if my father had been an ambitious man, he'd have probably said, you can't become an artist, you'll never make a living. So the two painters that have most inspired me, I suppose, are two Spanish painters, Goya and Velázquez.
Right.
They've been my main. And then from them, naturally, the Impressionists grew out of Spanish painting. And, of course, I love people like Monet and Sisley and people like that. And then of the more modern British painters, I suppose Walter Sickert was one of my favourite painters, and Lucian Freud.
And you're still painting today?
I still paint all week, and I travel a lot now. So in January this year I painted in South Africa for a month. In February I painted in India. I've just got back from New York painting in America. And then the end of next week I'm going to work in Venice for 3 weeks. So I travel around a lot. And then I've got a specific gallery in London, which I'm sort of contracted to. That's Richard Green in Bond Street. And I make my living really through
the gallery.
Selling pictures through the gallery.
Yeah. So to wrap up, what I've asked all of the artists that I've been interviewing is for 3 pearls of wisdom. And they're quite tricky.
Yeah.
So the first pearl of wisdom is, some people feel they might get ridiculed by picking up a pen or a paintbrush and starting to do some art because they think they're going to get criticised, especially plein air painting. What would you say?
Well, first of all, I would say they won't get ridiculed, because when you work on the spot, if you do anything that's vaguely like what's in front of you, people think you're good. So they don't ridicule you anyway.
No.
Secondly, one mustn't be at all self-conscious about working on the spot. If one wants to paint a subject, there's only one place I wouldn't paint, and that's on the steps of the National Gallery.
Right.
Other than that, I'll paint anywhere. And one's got to be willing to paint anywhere.
Yeah.
Whether it's in the middle of the Accademia Bridge in Venice, or outside the Royal Exchange in London, or wherever, you've just got to. But people don't ridicule you.
No.
People think you're rather clever if you put anything down on paper which works.
Yeah, thank you for that. So the second pearl of wisdom that I'm looking for is someone who's producing some of their work quite happily. How can they improve what they do to encourage them to go beyond
the first thing I would say is make sure you don't have too many colours on your palette. That's the common mistake. Try and limit your palette to a very limited number of colours, and therefore you've got to mix and create a harmony out of a few colours. So I would say Your palette should have one red, one blue and one yellow. That's one of the three primaries, plus an earth colour, which I would suggest raw umber, plus a white.
Yeah.
But I think the main thing is limit your palette. The most common mistake is having too broad a palette.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, if you're a plein air painter, don't work too long on one picture.
Really?
Because the image in front of you is changing all the time.
As the light changes.
Yeah. So yeah. Really, you've got no longer than an hour to an hour and a quarter, so never work very large.
That's
on the
a
spot.
Lovely bit of advice.
I mean, on average, I work on the spot on panels which are either 10 inches by 8 inches or 12 inches by 10 inches.
Brilliant.
But nothing bigger. If you work on anything bigger, you've got to rely on going back at the same time on a different day and finding the same light.
Yes.
And in England, that's pretty
impossible.
Difficult.
But the final pearl of wisdom is, so we're producing some really nice looking paintings, we're very confident. How on earth am I going to make a sustainable living out of this now?
Well, what I did when I left college is I put everything into a portfolio and went round all the galleries and got kicked out of them all and told I wasn't good enough until finally one of them said, I'll include your work in my mixed summer show. And then that sold, so they then said, we'll give you a show. And I stayed with one gallery for 30 years. It's called the New Grafton Gallery in London. And then when he died, I went to Richard Green in Bond Street, and I've been there for 14 years. But the only way to get a gallery is to be thick-skinned and go round and accept the fact that people are going to say, you're no damn good. Because a lot of people, when they go into a gallery and get kicked out of the first gallery, they think, oh, God, I'm so bad. When really, I got kicked out of probably 30 galleries before one said, all right, we'll give you a go. Yeah. The other thing is to exhibit with group shows so that you see your work in relation to other professionals. So send in for things like the RBA, the ROI, the New English, all these exhibiting groups that show at the MAL,
right,
submit work and accept the fact that to begin with you'll get them kicked out.
Yeah.
But keep at it.
All right. Well, I'll follow that advice. And I hope our listeners take that on board. I think that's probably the most comprehensive answer that any of the artists have given us for that question. Thank you very much indeed for your time.
Pleasure. Pleasure.